This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد حياكم الله أيها الأخوة والأخوات حياكم الله وآواكم وبياكم وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله أيها الأخوة والأخوات شاب مؤمن ليس في الكون مؤمن غيره يدعو قومه إلى توحيد وإلى عبادة الله سبحانه وتعالى فأراد قومه أن يحرقوه فنادى القوم حرقوه وانصروا آلهتكم إن كنتم فاعلين فلما وضعوه على المنجنيق ليرموه في النار نظر إليهم هذا الشاب المؤمن ثم قال حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فنادى حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله الله كاف أليس الله بكاف عبده ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه فنادى هذا الشاب المؤمن حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل فجاءت الإجابة من الله سبحانه وتعالى الذي خاطب النار قائلا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم وأرادوا به كيدا فجعلناهم الأخسرين فنجاه الله سبحانه وتعالى من الكرب العظيم ونحن اليوم نقول أيها الإخوة والأخوات حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله على موتى أهل المغرب حسبنا الله على موتى ليبيا وغرق شهداء ليبيا حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل حسبنا الله في الشيوخ الركع والنساء الرضع حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ليس لنا رب سواها فندعوه ولا إله سواها فنرجوه ليس لنا رب سواه فنرجوه ولا إله سواه فندعوه يا أهل المغرب البارحة سوريا وتركيا والعراق واليوم المغرب وليبيا والله أعلم ماذا سوف يحصل غدا فنقول ليس لنا رب سواه من تعلق بغير الله فهي مذلة ومن تعلق بالله فإن الله حسبه يا أهل المغرب إن الله مع الصابرين يا أهل ليبيا والله يحب الصابرين Brothers and sisters, a young man
He was the only man, the only believer on earth, calling his people towards Tawheed, calling his nation towards the oneness of Allah. Came his own people, who lit up this huge fire, and instead of answering his call, they said, حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ. They said, burn him, burn this young boy. And just so you know, sisters and brothers, this man, this boy in fact, this young man was only 16 years old. This young boy was only 16 years old, who did not accept the fact that his people were worshipping idols. Compare that to our 16 years old today. Compare this fact to our 16 years old today, who maybe their worry, their concern is the PlayStation who's not working. Or maybe their cell phone that stopped working, or maybe that needs an upgrade. This young boy, his concern was people who worshiping idols. So he goes and he calls them towards Tawheed. So they call the nation, they call the town, and they put him into this catapult. And here he is, this young boy, tied around this catapult, looking at all this nation who came to witness this atrocity. So much so that Jibreel himself, جَاءَهُ جِبْرِيلُ وَقَالَ لَهُ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ أَلَكَ لَنَا عِنْدَنَا مِنْ حَاجَةٍ أَلَكَ عِنْدَنَا مِنْ حَاجَةٍ Oh Ibrahim, do you need our help? Who's coming to him? Jibreel himself, the master of all angels, Sayyid al-Malaika, telling him, do you need our help? قَالَ لَهُ مِنْ عِنْدَكَ لَا From you know, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ Allah is sufficient for me. I don't need your help. They threw him into the fire. رَمَوْهُ فِي النَّارِ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the fire. Brothers and sisters, he went towards Allah. He connected to Allah. He put his trust to Allah. He invoked Allah. The help came from Allah. The wonder came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you call Allah, when you supplicate Allah, Allah comes to your rescue. He asked for the help from Allah. Allah came to his rescue. So Allah addressed the fire. وَالنَّارُ جُنْدٌ مِنْ جُنْدِ اللَّهِ النَّارُ تَحْرِقْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ النَّارُ تَحْرِقْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ السِّكِّينَ يَذْبَحُ بِقُدْرَةِ اللَّهِ فَنَادَ اللَّهِ Allah called on fire, who's only a soldier of Allah. It can only burn with the will and permission of Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jalla addressed the fire. Oh fire, be cool and peaceful on Ibrahim. The fire did not burn him. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ They wanted to cause him a distress. They wanted or they plotted things against him. And Allah made them the losers. Na'am, Allah made them the losers. So if Allah is with you, if you seek the help of Allah, you shall be the winner. But if you seek the help of anyone other than Allah, unfortunately, you'll be the loser. You can be the winner, it's your choice. Or choose to be the loser, it's still your choice. It depends who you side with. And today, my brothers and sisters, we say, because the essence of this khutbah today is Hasbunallah. Silah kulli mu'min. Silah al-fattak. Silah al-sabirin. Silah al-mu'minin. Silah al-muttaqin. Hasbunallah is the weapon of every believer. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. It is the weapon of those who are patient. Hasbiyallah wa ni'mal wakil. Wal hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. It is indeed that weapon that you shall utilize at times of distress and at times of need, where all the doors have been locked before you, and then the only one that you can seek help and relief from is Allah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah comes to his rescue. Brothers and sisters, let us live with the name of Allah, Al-Hasib. Hasbunallah, Hasbiyallah, derived from the name of Allah, Al-Hasib. الله الكافي ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه فهو حسبه. Whosoever puts his trust in Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. This is what it means. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. It means Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is sufficient for me. He cannot help. She cannot help. No one can help. Allah is sufficient for me. I don't need no help from anyone. Allah is my حسيب. The reckoner, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then al-wakil, the ultimate trustee and the best protector, Allah. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. We say it to those brothers and sisters, to those people of Morocco now, to those victims under the rubble, those who lost their belongings, those who yesterday were rich and today they're poor, those who yesterday were handsome and beautiful and today they are living with some sort of a disability. Yesterday they had properties, yesterday they had houses, today they've got nothing. We say to those who have lost everything and to those who are still under the rubble, I've got family in there. Some are still under the rubble and people, khalas, some of them have lost despair. Why? Because they have no way to get onto them. And you may be wondering, because I tried to put myself in the head of what goes on around the people nowadays who could be saying, why? You may say, maybe that town who's the touristic town, or this other town, or that other town where there's so much haram. But why this dua? لماذا هذه الدور البريئة المسلمة البريئة? Why these innocent villages? Villages, maybe there's not even internet in there. And you may be wondering, because they live in the outskirts of the town. It's not in the midst of the city. Those that happen in the midst of city, it's only something so trivial, so minor, compared to what happened in these outskirts. And then you may be saying, what crime do these people do for Allah to destroy the houses on top of their heads? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah knows and you do not know. Allah is Al-Hakim, Allah is Al-Alim. And rest assured, because Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam said, those who die under the rubble, they are martyrs. Al-Shaheed. And Allah azza wa jalla said, those who are drowned, Al-Ghariq, Shaheed. نَقُلْ لِمَوْتَى وَغَرْقَ لِيبْيَا أَبْشِرُوا أَيُّهَا الشُّهَدَاءَ. Glad tidings to you. Those who are drowned are also martyrs. Are also martyrs. So maybe what's happening now is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala وَنَصْطَفِ الشُّهَدَاءَ selected meticulously those who are granted the martyrdom. And then what's rest? You and I today. Yesterday, as I mentioned, Turkey and then Syria. It happened in Iraq. It happened in Libya. It happened in Yemen. It happened in the US. It happened in Maui. A hurricane. But what type of hurricane? A hurricane unlike any other hurricane in August. A hurricane with fire. People, they ran away and the fire followed them, destroyed the whole island. One problem, one tragedy after another, and people are still in the state of being so oblivious. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس لعلهم لنذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا لعلهم يرجعون لعلهم يرجعون. Allah azza wa jalla says that atrocities, tragedies are happening all over the world. So Allah can make people taste a little bit of what they have done. Why? So that they may come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. If you go to any distress, we say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Allah is sufficient for us. يَا أَهْلَ الْمَغْرِبِ, يَا أَهْلَ لِيبِيَا, يَا أَهْلَ سُورِيَا الْحَبِيبَا, يَا أَهْلَ الْيَمَنِ, نَقُولُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. ونقول والله يحب الصابرين. لا تيأس من رحمة الله. لا تيأس من رحمة الله. Don't ever despair. Somebody despair. But despair from what? You, Nuh. Let's go one by one. Nuh عليه السلام. أيأس نوح من قومه. After calling them for 950 years, imagine a prophet calling his people for more than what? 900 years? 950 years calling them one day after another, calling them day and night, shihara, shihara, laylan, nahara. How many people believed in him? It's been said that only 80 or 82 people believed in Noah after calling them for 950 years. وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحٌ فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. Nuh has called upon us, brothers and sisters. When you have no one, you have Allah. Nuh, after 950 years, he called, خلاص, he disappeared from his people. رَبِّ لَا تَدَرْ عَلَى الْعَظِيمِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا. Oh Allah, don't leave anyone on earth from these non-believers. خلاص, destroy them. The answer came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ نَادَانُ نُوحٌ فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ. Nuh has called upon us. Indeed, we have called upon, we have answered his call. And what did Allah say? What did Allah do to Nuh? He saved him and his family من الكرب العظيم, from the distress. Musa alayhi salam, when his people called, إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ, إِنَّا لَمُدْرَكُونَ. Well, indeed, خلاص, we're done. We're done, we're dead. And Nuh, with the utmost belief in Allah and yaqeen Allah Azza wa Jal, what did he say? Kalla inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdeen. Nay, Allah is with me. He shall save me. He shall guide me. The answer came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Najjaynahu wa najjaynahuma wa qawmahuma min al-karb al-azim. And we saved him and Musa and Harun min al-karb al-azim, from the distress. Who else? Who else? Yunus ibn Matta. Yunus ibn Matta, when he wronged himself and then he went and jumped into that ocean. Ha? When he went into that safina, into the ship, and they threw him into the ocean in the midst of the night, in the belly of the ocean, the darkness of the ocean, and the darkness of the bed of the belly of the ocean. He called upon his Lord. What did he say? لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك. Indeed, I was from the wrongdoers. Came the answer from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فاستجبنا له. We answered his call. فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. We answered his call and we saved from distress him alone, and we shall save those who are going to distress from the believers. Who else? Ayyub alayhi salam. Ayyub alayhi salam, 18 years. Imagine this. 18 years being sick. He lost everything. How much did you lose? What did you lose and how much did you lose? This man, not only he lost one child, he lost all his children, one after another. All his belongings, one after another. All his wealth, all his properties. You know who stood with him? The only person who stood with him was his wife. And then he called upon his Lord. Lo and behold, Rabbi, مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله مثلهم معهم. خلاص, استجبنا له. He called upon his Lord. Oh Allah, I've been afflicted with this storm, with this evil. Allah answered his call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he answered his call. فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرْ. And then we released and relieved him from the evil that has been befallen upon him. That was Ayyub alayhi salam. That was Musa. That was Nuh. And on and on and on. Ya'qub alayhi salam. How can I forget Yaqub, who cried so much until he lost his eyesight, when he lost his child, when he lost his most beloved son, Yusuf alayhi salam. Hatta sara qadi. He lost his crying and crying and crying. What happened to you? Yaqub, Jacob, he lost his child and his other child. He cried and cried and cried. and then he invoked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The answer came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brought back his son, brought back his children, and Allah azza wa jalla says at the end, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِ وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who fear, those who show patience, Allah does not waste the work of al-muhsineen. أعمال المحسنين, those who do good. Brothers and sisters, we say, حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for us. And whosoever put his trust in Allah, فَاللَّهُ هُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah is sufficient for him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, مَنْ يُعَلِّقْ قَلْبَهُ وَمَنْ يَتَعَلَّقْ قَلْبَهُ بِاللَّهِ فَهِيَ عِزَّةٌ. هذه هي العزة. وَمَنْ يُعَلِّقْ قَلْبَهُ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَهَذِهِ مَذَلَّةٌ وَمَهَانَةٌ. Whosoever put his trust in Allah, that is the izzah. That is the honor. When you hook, when you connect, when you put your trust in Allah, when you put your trust and you connect with anyone other than Allah, it is a disgrace. It is a disgrace. Ya Ahl al-Maghrib again. Ya Ahl al-Libya again. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Hasbunallah from those who burn the Quran. Hasbunallah from those who wrong the women. For those who wrong the children, for those who wrong the husbands, for those who wrong our parents, hasbunallah for those who wrong the Muslims all over the world, hasbunallah to what's happening to Palestine, hasbunallah to those that's happening in the Sham, hasbunallah to the Muslims anywhere in the world, hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Should we sit and wait and come and live in the masjid and wait for death? Because brothers and sisters, I don't mean here to frighten you. I'm only raising this alarm, this reality. It is happening and it's still gonna be happening. Is it the end of time? Is it really the end of time? Nevada, as I mentioned, Maui, before that, Turkey, Syria, Libya, Al-Maghrib, and on, and on, and on. And some of us are still, as I mentioned, oblivious. And I keep on driving sometimes, and I hear or I see this youth driving, Muslims driving, the wedding season, mashallah, the season, mashallah, dancing, happy, singing in the cars. The music is so out loud, as if the adabullah, we're safe. No, we're not safe. No, you cannot say, because maybe some people said, oh, that was so far away. In Turkey, it's so far away. In Libya, it's so far away. In Maghrib, it's so far away. Yeah, and in Maghrib is the far west. And Turkey is the almost far east. Nobody's safe. We're not safe. But what should we be doing, brothers and sisters? First and foremost, we have to go back to Allah. We have to make tawbah to Allah. We have to repent to Allah. I'm here. I am here. I have to, and we ought to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Nasuh. Sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Save yourselves. Save your children. Save your family. Save your loved ones. You cannot say we're safe. Alhamdulillah, we have heater, we have a roof. Ya Habibi, you don't know. Even here. How many times have we heard fire just happened in that house? The whole house has been demolished. And no insurance covers you when you have a fire that happens such like that. No insurance. So some people, they found themselves with nothing, even in this own country. So you cannot say we are safe. Make tawbah to Allah. Seek forgiveness from Allah. As-salah, 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 as-salah. Come back, pray, pray, pray. Pray why? Pray, I'm here. But what happens is this gathering here, right after Shum'ah, where people go? Where are people in Dhuhr? Where are people in Asr? If that works, the business is fine. How about Fajr? How about Isha? What are you doing in Fajr? Are you busy in Fajr? Are you busy, really so busy at work at Fajr? No, you're not. Except very few. Why don't you come to the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Invoke Allah azza wa jal. Save yourselves. Make dhikr of Allah azza wa jal. These are the things that can save us. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The istighfar. As-salatu ala al-Nabi. Sending salutations about Prophet Muhammad is a savior as well. Making lots of salutations, sending lots of salutations about Prophet Muhammad والسلام, is also a way out through and our salvation, through any problems and a calamity that may be afflicted upon us. Allahumma yarhamar rahmeen. ليس لنا رب سواك فندعو ولا إله سواك فرجو. Allahumma ya رب العالمين ya arhamar rahmeen. نرجوك وندعو يا ربي أهل المغرب يا ربي أهل ليبيا يا ربي يا ربي ثبت الأرض من تحت أرجلهم ومن تحت أقدامهم. اللهم ثبتهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم يا رب موتاهم ارزقهم الفردوس الأعلى. اللهم يا رب موتاهم ارزقهم الفردوس الأعلى. اللهم يا رب ارزق أهلهم الصبر. اللهم ارزق أهلهم الصبر. اللهم ارزق أهلهم الصبر والاطمئنان. اللهم ارحم الراحمين أهل ليبيا الغرقى. اللهم يا رب أعدهم من الشهداء. أعدهم يا رب من الشهداء يا أكرم الأكرمين يا رب العالمين يا رب لا أرحم الراحمين. يا رب نجنا, ليس لنا رب سواك رب العالمين فنجنا. اللهم احفظنا. اللهم يا حفيظ احفظنا. اللهم يا حفيظ احفظنا. يا حافظ احفظنا. يا مجيب استجب لدعائنا. اللهم يا أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا رب الضعفاء والمساكين. يا رب الضعفاء والمساكين يا رب احمنا. يا رب نجنا. يا رب أحسن إلينا. يا كريم أكرمنا. يا غفار اغفر لنا. يا تواب تب علينا. اللهم يا تواب تب علينا. اللهم يا رحيم ويا رحمن ارحمنا. يا غفار اغفر لنا. يا عفو اعف عنا. يا جبار اجبر قصرنا. اجبر قصرنا. اجبر قصر هؤلاء الرضع وهؤلاء الركع في المغرب وفي ليبيا وفي كل مكان. اللهم يا رب اجبر قصرهم. اللهم اجبر قصرهم. اللهم اجبر قصرهم. اللهم لا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا. اللهم لا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا يا رب العالمين يا اكرم الاكرمين. ان نسينا فلا ننسى والدينا. يا ربي الاحياء منهم اغفر لهم. الاحياء من والدينا اغفر لهم. اللهم يا ربي اهدهم. اللهم احسن اليهم. اللهم احسن اليهم. والاموات منهم اغفر لهم. تجاوز عنهم. نور مدخلهم. انس وحشتهم. نقهم من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس. اغسلهم من الخطايا بالماء والثلج والبر. عباد الله, ان الله يأمر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل.